10 minutes to 6. CSI Melbourne with Victoria Police Media Officer Leonie Johnson. Morning, Leonie.
Hello, good morning.
What do you got?
So, overnight, we've had our detectives from the Southern Metro crime team have arrested 5 youths who were allegedly caught in the act of committing an aggravated burglary in Toorak. Now, our police first came across an Audi in the Hallam area at about 20 past 12. It had been stolen the night before during an aggravated burglary in Oakley. Now, the Audi has entered the Monash Freeway, monitored by our air wing, and seen allegedly driving up to 200 kilometres an hour and also driving through roadworks, 40-kilometre roadwork zone, at nearly double the speed limit as well. So, very dangerous behaviour there. Now, they've ended up at a Toorak address where 3 youths have allegedly broken into that address. Now, police have swooped in. They've arrested 2 youths inside the car, a third inside the house, and 2 have fled, but with the help of the dog squad, we've taken them into custody. So 5 youths all up in custody, aged between 13 and 16, and we're expecting to charge them today with aggravated burglary, home invasion, and a raft of other offences.
Yeah.
Whilst being chased by police in a high-speed chase, during which they did 200 in a 40 zone, they went to an address in Lancel Road, Toorak, and broke into the house in the middle of a high-speed chase.
So the air wing was monitoring. So we weren't chasing them on the ground. The air wing was monitoring. So very likely they weren't even aware of them.
Okay. The 5 male youths. I'm going to add up the names. 16, 2 15s is 30, is 46, is a 13-year-old is 59, and a 13-year-old. They've got a combined age of 72, which may well have been the age of the person who lived in the house at Lancel Road, Toorak. Well, they've had a far more eventful night than you, me, or Russell, Leonie, have they not?
That's right.
Anything else?
So we're also appealing for information following an armed robbery that occurred at a service station in West Wodonga on Monday night. So 2 men attended the address on Moorfield Park Drive at about 9:15. One of them was armed with a firearm. They've threatened the female staff member there, and they've left with a quantity of cash. So thankfully, the staff member wasn't physically injured during the incident. Now, we've popped out some CCTV footage that is extremely clear. Unfortunately, they are wearing a face mask, so that's hindered a little bit to try and identify them. But we'd love your listeners to go to our website, have a look at them there, and say, yes, if they know who they are, to please call Crime Stoppers.
Okay, and anything else?
And lastly, we've got another one. We're hoping for assistance with our Bendigo Crime Investigation Unit detectives. After a man set fire to a house in Long Gully while 2 people were asleep inside. Now, this one happened back on the 22nd of July, and a 16-year-old girl has woken to find one of the weatherboards just outside her room on fire. So she's managed to raise the alarm, and they've got out of the house without being injured, thankfully. But obviously really concerning that someone's tried to set fire to that house while people have been inside there. Now, we have got some CCTV footage out of that one as well. Not quite as clear, unfortunately, but we're hoping, you know, if you do know that person, to please come forward, please contact Crime Stoppers on the 1-800-333-000.
Good on you, Leonie. Excellent report as always. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks, guys.